Thank you, Susan. Thank you, all the powers that be that made this possible. I'll begin by reading some new poems. I'll read a few minutes, and then I'll take questions, and then I'll close with a poem or two. I'm going to read poems that I'm still working on. So I guess this is kind of a workshop. This poem begins with a sentence that my father said to me many times, and I found myself saying it to my children. I'll tell you a little story about this. I was standing on a street corner with my son about, a few years ago. He was about 9 years old. Can you hear me? Is this a good level? It's okay. He was about 9 years old. We're standing on a street corner in Tucson, Arizona. And at the time, he had very long hair, and he's Eurasian. And a truck pulled up, and a bunch of young men in the truck were inside, and somebody yelled out, "Get off the street, you dirty Navajos." And so I looked around, and my son said, "Who are they talking to, Baba?" You know, and I said, "I think they're talking to us." And then I had to explain to him the nature of hatred, that it doesn't even have to be very accurate, you know, it's just, it hates whatever it wants. But and then a few years after that, we were in Italy, and I noticed that if I was walking down the street with him, with my arm around him or holding his hand, that he would get harassed from kids his age and a little older for being Asian. But if I walked, you know, several feet away from him, as though we were not connected, he was left alone. And so the whole time we were in Italy, I kept my distance. And my wife said, you know, "That's a bad message you're sending." But I didn't know what else to do. And he loved Italy so much that he and his brother went back. And right before they went back, they started studying the language. And I told them, "Well, if you get the language down, you know, really well, maybe you can pass, you know." And so they went. And when I was in touch with them, I said, "How are things going?" He said, "Well, I keep getting harassed for being Jewish." And I know it's funny, but it's true. And so now we have a nickname for him. We call him Boy Chick. And so I found myself saying things to him, the very things that my father had said to me. And this is called Immigrant Blues.